Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food writers give us their special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? I have a special quick and easy dinner in minutes for Shavuot. This dinner will please your family, and it won't break your calorie or your time bank. Well, today's special guest is a special mom chef. She's Dara Zeladin. She's just recently moved back to the United States from Panama City, Panama. Welcome, Dara.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate being invited to your show.
I understand, Dara, that there's a very large Jewish community in Panama City. What is life like there for your Jewish families?
Well, it's a well-hidden secret. There's a very active and religious Jewish community in Panama. Mainly Sephardic Jews, which come from Morocco, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and those Arab countries. So there's a large influence on the food there is mainly Sephardic-type food from those countries, adapted in a local way. And there's many kosher restaurants.
It's a very thriving Jewish life there.
Oh, yes, very thriving. There's a Hebrew club and sports club, and there's every week there's several bar mitzvahs and weddings and brises.
And does everyone sort of live together in one area?
Well, yes, we joke around. It's like maybe a 2 or 3 mile radius, which everybody circulates around, sort of like a Key Biscayne, if you will. And I would say about 90% of the Jewish community live in these huge, beautiful, elegant condominium towers. And everybody walks through each other's house. Everybody knows each other. And since it's a small community, everybody gets invited to every event.
Well, it's quite a different life than from here in the United States, would you say?
Absolutely. It's much different.
And now you've just moved back here, so how are you adjusting?
Well, it's been quite a shock, culture shock every day. My family and I experience new culture shocks. We were thrilled to see the first world efficiencies with public parks, with clean bathrooms and streets that were well lit, and policemen that you didn't have to bribe to get out of a ticket.
Okay, so there are some perks here in America.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can count on reliable systems and efficient systems in place, so that was definitely a bonus. The language was a problem for my children because although we spoke English in the home, they were in a school that they were spoken Spanish to most of the time. So they were having to adjust to the English language when we first got here.
Oh, I see. Well, at least they're bilingual, which is a good thing these days.
Right, absolutely. In fact, they're forgetting their Spanish. So on my 35-minute commute every morning to school, I play only the Spanish radio station so they don't forget.
Well, now you have 5 children, and you're cooking for all those children. You mentioned the food just a minute ago being Sephardic. So tell us a little bit about the food there.
Well, it's very interesting. I was just thinking about this earlier, Linda. Because of the amount of domestic help that the families have, most people have 2 to 3 live-in housekeepers, there's a lot of time to prepare time-consuming, very intricate recipes, gourmet style, if you will, that we just don't have that luxury here in the United States. And I was always the black sheep over there, though I've lived in Latin America since I first had my first child. I was always the black sheep because I just threw a poultry, a meat, or a fish to marinate the night before, and the next day I would stick it in the oven. But there's very well-developed culinary skills amongst the Panamanian Jewish community. They've published several cookbooks, which is another well-hidden secret because they're fabulous. I think they would challenge any of the best cookbooks sold here in the United States. There's elaborate displays of cakes and pastries and chocolates at any event you go to that it's a work of art. It would seem like a shame to eat them. And
well, you're making me drool.
Yeah, well, you would be surprised. If you just go to a hospital to visit somebody that just had a baby, there's these 3-tiered towers with these delicate little cookies and pastries, and it's just normal. There's tons of young girls that devote themselves to these small businesses, if you will.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about Shavuot. It's a time when we eat dairy foods, honey. Can you just tell us a little bit about why we're eating these foods?
Well, from what I understand, it's because when we were given the Torah in Mount Sinai, obviously we didn't have sets of dishes and for meat and dairy. We were promised to enter the promised land of flowing with milk and honey. So we interpret that literally, and we try to eat the dairy foods. And that's my basic overall understanding. I haven't studied this in depth, but that's my basic overall understanding of the topic.
Right, and I think, as with most Jewish holidays and all, there are a lot of opinions. There are many different ideas, but basically, the land of milk and honey, and eating, not having the time in the desert to eat meat, to make a meat meal, and all of these come to play. Now, we mentioned you have five children, you have a large family, and you're cooking for Shavuot. So, and sometimes children aren't such easy eaters. So tell us what you're making.
Well, my children are not exemplar eaters. I'm sure as most families, I have out of the five, three of them will like one dish, the other two will reject it. But some of the things that I usually make for Shavuot are a vegetable frittata. It's nothing fancy, but I saute whatever vegetables I have available because, you know, times are tough and you got to just try to use what you have in your refrigerator. So whether it's green peppers, green beans, asparagus, mushrooms, broccoli, spinach, something healthy, I'll saute with a little bit of olive oil and throw some teriyaki sauce, which gives it a nice flavor. Blend some eggs with some milk, some salt, and just cover it and let it rise and slice it sort of like a pizza. The kids love it.
Yeah, and I think for people to know that when you make a frittata, you might just want to cook it very, very slowly. It could take up to 10 minutes to just let it cook slowly. It's not like making a scrambled egg. And
exactly.
It'll become like a little pie.
Exactly. I think that they enjoy seeing what it looks like. We call it the egg pizza or whatever name they want to call it. Whatever they want to call it, anything, I don't care as long as they eat it.
And it's a good way to get vegetables. And by the way, I'd like to tell everyone that the foods that Dara's talking about will be up on the website at OU.org. We'll put all the recipes there. So what else are you making for Shavuot?
Well, so what I do with the frittata is either I'll give it to them with a pasta, or now they like the idea of the wraps. They find a lot of humor in being able to wrap up the food. So I'll slice the frittata in long strips, put it inside with some cheese, maybe dice some tomatoes. If they don't protest, wrap it up, and it's pretty much a full meal if I put it in a wrap. Another thing I like to make for them is like a tuna dip spread that I put on some bread. I mix tuna fish, white tuna, with some mayo and Parv cream cheese. For some reason, the Parv cream cheese mixes really well with this. I make it into some sort of a spread and put it on bread, and sometimes I can saute some spinach or onion to sneak some vegetables in there. If not, at least I get the protein from the tuna.
So do you put the spinach inside the tuna spread?
Yes, I do.
What a great idea.
If I have time.
So do your children protest?
Like I said, if I can get one to eat it, then I'll go the extra mile because I do feel it's that important. And then the other ones eventually will copy the eldest, who's my best eater, and follow suit sooner or later.
Okay, so all right. So we've got a spread. And, you know, that's a good idea. Children like to dip. So you could even maybe put it out and let them dip crackers into it or whatever.
Well, absolutely. The latest thing they just discovered were these scoops.
What are they called?
They're called scoops by Tostitos.
Okay.
That was a culture shock for them. They had never seen them in Latin America, so they were so excited to put things inside and eat them. So I figured, okay, it's a little bit of a junk food, but if they're eating the tuna inside, then I'm going to let it slide.
Especially with the spinach. I think we have time for one more dish.
Okay, well, I call this my power shake because sometimes I'm in such a hurry that I don't have time to sit down myself and eat. So I love this. I've been making it for about 8 years. I put some skim milk. I put a scoop of the protein powder, which is whey or soy. And I buy a bunch of fresh fruits from the grocery store and wash them and freeze them. So I like to put like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, as many berries as I can, maybe half a banana, little bit of honey, and I blend it up, and I like to eat it with a spoon, sort of like a sorbet, if you will. And it's delicious, and it's filling, and it's just full of vitamins and antioxidants and protein.
That's a great idea. And here's another idea. You're just reminding me that if you want to make a fancy dessert, but you don't want to spend time doing it, I buy some vanilla ice cream or vanilla frozen yogurt, and I add honey to it. A little bit of honey, I mix it all in, and I refreeze it in a shape. I use an upside-down bowl or a mold or whatever, and then I can unmold it at the table and slice it, and it looks really nice, and I haven't spent a lot of time on it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sounds great.
Yeah, so that's real simple and easy. Well, let's give my own dinner in minutes, because you and I had talked about pizza. I mean, this is something children really love. I mean, the whole family loves. Who doesn't like a pizza? And with this one, I think you can get more vegetables into your kids. I mean, I know so many kids say, nothing green on the plate. Do yours say that?
Yes. I've learned how to blend them in a way that, and dim the lights, so they eat it sometimes.
Pretty sneaky there. Well, this is a homemade pizza. It takes less time than sending out. And it's much better on your pocketbook and also on your calorie bank. So you can use any type of bread for a pizza base, or you could buy a pizza base. You could use pita bread for a pizza base. You do what the Italians do. They have leftover crusty, crunchy, you know, country-style bread. Just spray some olive oil on it. And the secret here is to have a really hot oven. So preheat your oven to 400 degrees before you start getting all your ingredients together for the pizza. And so I sauté some onion and garlic, some red and green pepper slices, or as you mentioned, Dara, whatever you've got in the refrigerator would be fine. I dice up some tomatoes, sauté those all together. Maybe takes about 5 minutes. The vegetables need to soften. And then while they're cooking, I lined a baking tray with foil. That's simply because it makes your cleanup easier. Place the pizza base on the foil. I put some shredded mozzarella cheese over the base, spoon the vegetables over that, and put Parmesan cheese on top of that, and let it cook for about 15 minutes in your oven. The pizza should be golden, and the cheese will be melted. And if anyone in your family likes a little extra kick, I put crushed red pepper flakes on the table. You know, you can get them in a jar or at the spice section of the market, and let them help themselves. Is that something your children would eat, Dara?
Oh, absolutely. That sounds delicious. That sounds absolutely delicious. I have made that for them, not with so many vegetables, but I buy the flat Greek pita, and they really enjoy that.
That's great. And the other thing I do sometimes is I will buy frozen dough, bread dough, and defrost it, and I let the children roll out the pizza dough. And actually, I found out that they get so excited, their hands are so hot, the dough starts to rise right away. And let each one make their own. And they can put their little name in a corner of the pizza. They can just sort of etch it in. And that way, too, they can have a great little dinner and get some veggies into them as well.
That's a great idea. I started making just last week, I call it my pizza pockets. Because I have to make lunch for them every day. So I make like a calzone, if you will, using the same ingredients as pizza, but just with pita bread, and then wrap it up, and they get such a kick out of it, they call it little pizza pockets.
Oh, that's a great idea. Terrific. Well, Dara, it's been fun talking with you. You can see my full dinner in minutes recipe and Dara Zeladin's recipes on this website, ou.org. And please contact me with your questions and your comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next time for more Food Talk.